Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
The day from 1976, Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Do it, Bill. Do it. Do it.
Jake, tell the year again.
1976, which is what, Bill?
Better Times.
1976.
Way better.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's probably one of the top 10 best ever walk-up songs. It's a walk-up song, energy. I just couldn't imagine like that 76, what it would have been like, you know, that to be a sophomore in college. And you're on O Street and you walk in and that's playing. I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine also, hey, we're gonna record this song. Wild Cherry's gonna let you come in and listen in on this. I couldn't imagine that. Song's incredible. It's a walk up, it's a staple. Me and Steve have heard it 4,000 times?
Yep, at least. I mean, thank you.
At least. And 4,001 will be welcomed. That's the best way I can put it. I'll be very welcoming to that song my entire life. Remarkable. It's a 9-6-4.
Jeez.
9-6-4.
Yeah.
That's
it. Love it.
Yes. Wow. Yes. It's very good. It's one of those songs that the sort of burst of energy off script are really good. You know.
Makes you almost gyrate immediately.
Yeah, I prefer you do that in the privacy of your room. No, you can gyrate. It's all right.
It's fine.
You can gyrate. Gyrating is not illegal, Steve.
Yeah, you can gyrate.
No, you would still, if you walked into a bar and that was playing, you're saying that's high level.
I'm going to say right now,
yeah,
it's a walk-up song for those who are currently 22 years old and then those that would be somewhere in their mid-70s.
Yep.
That song, that song moves on. That's going to be a song that's still played probably at some fraternity party this year.
God, the songs that stand the test of time are pure gold.
Yeah.
Like, how
if
do
that
you
comes
do that?
On, if that comes on at a wedding and the ages at the wedding are age
everybody's up there
19 to 86, everyone is going to be like, oh yeah, I'm getting on the floor on this one. It's going to pull everybody.
Imagine
there won't be a bunch of young kids sitting around going, I don't like that.
Imagine if you saw Wild Cherry that witnessed that at a wedding. They saw young people and old people, everyone dancing. Yep, we did that.
How gratifying.
We made that song for everyone that still stands up today.
How gratifying.
That'd be cool.
How gratifying.
I would like, yes. I'm going to send out, it's a little too late for, but I think I'm going to send out an invitation to Wild Cherry, see if they'd attend my daughter's wedding.
You should.
God, I wonder if they're still like around.
I don't know. I can check.
You
that
can
out.
Check that out.
Yeah. Your score.
Rudy liked this.
Oh, you didn't give a score.
I need to give. Yes. 9.2. 9.25.
Okay. Rudy.
You say Rudy's at 8.9.
8.2. He says, although I am not a white boy, I feel funky.
Wow.
Rudy. Okay. Commentary.
Thank you for the commentary, Rudy.
Yes,
thank you, Rudy, for the commentary.
Yeah. Let's get some ratings here before we get to aging gracefully here. John and Lincoln, turn it up. Jake, 10. Vernon Dakin, 9.7. Sarah in Fallbrook, 9. We have Husker Mike in Waterloo, 9. Shamia, 8. Wink in KC, 9.5. Officer McLeod in Columbus, 7.4. Jake and Hickman, 4.9. Sanderson says, I'm just really tired of this song.
Wow. 4, 9. That's okay. I get it.
I'm down on you, Sandy, on this one.
Come on, Sanderson.
No, Bill, I kind of understand that a little bit.
I don't.
Lyle in Omaha, 9. Gavin Pender, 8.9. Hua Clevis!
Bert!
7.
Woo.
Not bad from afar. I was okay from afar. We're not in the same room.
No, that was good.
7's a good score, too.
Hey, he seldom goes over 7, right?
Hardly ever. Sean and Eagle, boom! 9.3, he says. Pops in Minnesota, 3. Just a 3 for that one.
Okay.
Turner, age 30, gives it 8.8. Arkansas Paul, 8.5. YouTube. Clam Dog, 8.2. Marcus, 5. Al, 8.7. Andrew, 9.1. Albert, 10. East Lincoln West, 6.7. Troy, 5.5. Genghis, 7.3. Robert, 8.24. Song of the day was Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry from 1976. It is now
time. Thank you, Jake.
It is time to age gracefully. Sponsored by Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Go see Ron Preston, the team.
Ron Preston.
Sip, it is your turn to help us age gracefully today. What do you got for us?
I mean, it's a topic that is recurring. And I addressed it earlier this week with a word that you'll remember I said. The headline is, and there's an occurrence this week that happened twice that led me to this. The passing of better times is a real hit, but you can make do bit by bit. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
My head real
do you understand
quick.
Where I'm coming from? You know, we're not in better times. I mean, we're just not. Nobody can sell me on it. Some young people still on social media try to say, no, this is better times. And I just don't.
They weren't.
Do
they
that.
Weren't there. In the
let's
70s,
not do
so.
That. Let's not try to do that.
Just don't even try.
But I will say this, and Bill would totally understand this. There is a kid on, and I've seen him at 33rd and Vine, and I've seen him at 48th and Holdridge. So he's obviously on the loose a little bit. He has a incredible mini bike that is, it's a mini bike.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
But it's like a motorcycle.
Is it an e-bike?
No. It's not. Those are everywhere. I get that. Those are everywhere. No, this mom and dad bought him a mini bike that looks like a motorcycle. It looks like a dirt bike. Okay. But it's mini. And he has a helmet on and he's roaring up and down sidewalks. And it's now it took me back. It was rushed. Now the only thing is, and I'm not judging anybody here, I worry about it because it was rush hour both cases. I mean, it was 5 o'clock. He just whipped. I saw him. I was going east on Holdridge to 48, stopped at 48. And I see this kid just bolt across the intersection. I'm, oh, my God, dude, be careful now. But it's a beautiful bike, and I bet it goes 50 miles an hour. I mean, he's scooting up and down sidewalks. He's not on the street. He's like 9. Okay. I mean,
getting after it here.
And I do think, oh God, that's something we would have done in Columbus for sure. It's not the same type of traffic, but those are the kind of things that take me back to better times. And they are still out there. There's better times that are, people still, they do things that we did during better times.
Just not as often.
Like you going to Burger King, if you could have made that a better times moment if you went in and left your phone at the shop. Because if you sat and ate a Whopper without your phone, that's better times.
Just enjoying the moment, you mean?
Yeah, because you would have done that in 1980. You know, you just wouldn't have had a phone. You wouldn't have worried about your dumb phone. You wouldn't have stared.
Also, you're riding your mini bike. Most likely, I'm gonna say there's always a chance of that. The young man you saw, the 9-year-old Steve whipping around traffic, probably wasn't on his phone.
No, hell no.
He's just riding his bike.
He was worried about riding his. He wanted to ride his mini bike. That's what he wanted to do.
A little blonde haired kid.
Better times around Pender, nonstop. We all had mini bikes. Oh yeah, mine was a Go Devil. It was incredible.
Did you seriously?
It would go. Now the best part of it was, back brakes were out, only had front brakes. That got a little touchy sometimes.
Did the back wheel go up? Did the back wheel go up?
So what's that?
Did the back wheel go up when you hit it hard, the brake?
What's that? Oh, yeah, it would, absolutely, like that. So, I mean, it would lift you. And the front brake was incredible. So if you hit it hard like that, you're going over the handlebars.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You stopped a lot with your feet. But here's the thing is, my parents knew, were very aware, my dad knew that on the mini bike that would go double, they would go 35, whatever, miles an hour. And then he knew there was no brakes, and that was just it. He just kind of tell you, hey, you know, there's no brakes, you know, so just be careful. There was never a time when it's like, well, let's take this down to Shad Bolts,
right,
and down to the station and see if we can get the brakes fixed. He just goes, hey, there's no brakes, so be real cautious out there. It also had a pulley system on it. And if at the right time, if you hit it, it would just wheelie away from you. You just lose it. It would just go on a wheelie and you have to go pick it up. And that would happen almost daily. That would happen.
Better times.
Drove it around town.
Better times in Columbus was we had a moped, and I was like 13. I just ride it all over ride it downtown. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
It was amazing. Better times.
God, so, you cruise around like that. So we kind of you knew in our deal like that was you're going to get pulled over, but it wasn't ever like, you know, that if you got pulled over, if you're riding your mini bikes or your motorcycles around town and you're underage, they just sent you home. That's it. Hey, knock it off.
Right.
Hey, Bill, knock it off. Just stop. Now, I don't know what. Now, people with these e-bikes, they can go 40 miles an hour.
They do.
They can go anywhere they want.
They fly on those things.
Those e-bikes.
And you know what? I kind of enjoy it, Steve. I like seeing it.
I'm amazed by them. Their popularity is through the roof. I don't know if that's better times or not. Now, like, if you want better times, all you got to do is get in your truck. You guys can do it. And turn on Studio 54 on Sirius. I mean, that takes you back to better times. You can have a part of your day where I do it. I listen exclusively 70s now.
What channel is that, Steve? Because I'll listen to that today while I'm driving.
It's Studio 54. It's punched in on my – I have it on a button, so
is
I don't know.
Is it Channel 54?
I don't think so. It should be, actually.
We'll research that.
Thanks. Yeah, we will do it. Yeah.
Jake can do it. It's on Sirius. It's Studio 54. I think it is in the 50s now that you mention it.
I got some meetings to attend today, but I have some.
Oh, you'll like it. You'll really like it because you like Studio 54. Bluesville. Oh, yeah. I listen to Bluesville, and I listen to 70s.
It is Channel 54. It is 54.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep,
okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Studio 54. Why would it be on another channel? You're right.
Don't know.
This is an incredible Aging Grace.
You can piece together better times throughout your day. And then you can also notice and celebrate people that still sort of live in better times.
Like the 9-year-old, the blonde 9-year-old.
Yeah, the 9-year-old freaks
riding
me
his
out.
Bike.
Yeah, freaks. No,
it's a mini bike. Yeah, I know, the mini bike.
It's a hell of a mini bike now. I mean,
does the company Briggs & Stratton still exist? That was the mini bike. That was the motor. That was the engine.
Oh.
Everyone, if you had a mini bike, you had a Briggs & Stratton motor.
Yeah, it still exists.
I'd like to see Greg chime
in. How do you know that?
I just looked up right now. It says on their website, we are the world's largest small engine producer.
Wow.
Briggs & Stratton. If you had a Briggs & Stratton, it's like, wow, things are going good at your house.
Do you know who could do a seminar on that, Bill?
Who?
Briggs & Stratton. You know who. Greg.
Missing Tooth Greg.
Greg. He's listening right now, and he's probably his ears have perked up on Briggs & Stratton.
He can do a seminar. I mean, he used to build engines for go-karts. I mean, he built go-kart engines. That's what he did. Got so good at it that I think they had to lay him off because he was moving too fast.
Can you repeat the headline, please, for Aging Gracefully?
Thank
please.
God I wrote it down. The passing of better times is a real hit, but you can make do bit by bit.
That is Aging Gracefully, sponsored
Steve.
By Tread Central Tire Pros. Hour two is next. Who's got more pressure on them at quarterback?
I'm interested in what you guys have to say.
On Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.